Would you kindly take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 86? Psalm 86. Psalm 86. I love all of God's Word. I love reading His Word. It is such a comfort. And just looking at these verses, God's peace, that would be Sandy's. And Joyce's, that would be Irene's. Brenda, looking for guidance. Kent's, where we are kind and loving to one another. Eleanor's, Philippians 4:13, our God is going to meet our needs, whatever they may be. Denise, 1 Peter 5:7. All of these wonderful, wonderful verses that talk of God's grace, His leading, His wisdom, His encouragement, His strength in our lives. And as I look through God's Word for 2018, I came to Psalm 86. I'd like to read it for you, but I'm going to stop with verse 11 and 12. Reading Psalm 86, verse 1. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God, save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are a forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I will call to you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, O Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. And then these next two verses are mine for 2018. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. As I think of these verses, and I think of all of us, I trust none of us will ever get to the point that we think we know it all. You know, we've known the Lord for years and years and years, and even though we've known Him for years, there's still so much we can learn. I'm amazed after all of the years I've known the Lord, after all of the years I've preached and taught His Word, how much I don't know. I'm aware of that. And so, like David, my desire this year is that I would allow the Lord to teach me. And of course, if you're going to be taught, what kind of a heart attitude do you need to receive what is taught? You need a humble heart. So I'm trusting the Lord for a humble heart. And being taught by the Lord does enable us to walk in His truth. And that calls for a commitment. And when we live committed to the Lord, David says, that I may fear your name. When you see fear in this context, it doesn't mean the kind of fear that scares us. It's a reverential awe. It's a reverential trust in the Lord that when we do commit our lives to Him, He does take care of us. And aren't you glad He does? Where would we be if He didn't take care of us? And then as we look at verse 12, I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. There are going to be times in my life and your life this year where things are going to come that we wouldn't have chosen. And we have to choose. We have to choose to glorify Him. We have to choose to praise Him. And so my heart's desire before the Lord in 2018 is that I will have a teachable spirit. If I have a teachable spirit, then He will give me something. He will give me an undivided heart. What happens when we have a divided heart? We try to go in two different directions at one time. That doesn't work, especially spiritually. And so my heart's desire before the Lord this year is that I will allow Him to teach me. That will enable me to walk in His truth, and I'll be at one with Him. And that's our desire for you. You folks will never know what a blessing you are to us. It is such an awesome thing to come on Sunday nights at 6 o'clock. We have our worship and witness family. We sing God's praises. We hear testimonies from others. We share together in God's Word. It is a very, very special, special thing. And I want to thank you. It is a blessing. As I go into surgery Wednesday, I will be honest with you, because what happened last time, I've got some questions. I know they're going to open that door and I'm going to wave. And my family's going to be there, and I'm going to go in the operating room to be with my doctors. And I'm trusting the Lord for His grace. But I must share with you, during this move, God did some very, very wonderful things for us. Because we knew we had to move, and because we knew the surgery was coming, we asked the Lord if He wouldn't make it possible for us to be out of the old place and into the new place before Christmas. May I share with you, God made that possible. He heard our prayer. He heard your prayers. And so many of you prayed with us that that would take place. So many of you offered your services to us that the move would be made easier. And we deeply thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I remember on the Saturday before Christmas, the last of the bags were thrown out. Hallelujah. We closed the door. And then on Christmas Day, we were able to relax. We went back the next week. We did some cleaning. We gave the keys. We were out. And as Joyce and I are in our new place, we rejoice at the faithfulness of God. We rejoice at His faithfulness to all of us. He's been faithful to all of you this year, has He not? He has. He's been faithful to all of you this year. We're going to take another Sunday night in the near future, and we're going to have praises. We're going to have you share what God has done for you in 2017. We won't ask for prayer requests for health or any other. It's going to be a praise service where we thank the Lord for what He's done for us this year. And I want it to be a testimony to each person here at the absolute faithfulness of God to His children's lives. And so Joyce and I just want to thank you once again, and we thank you again for the prayers that go up on my behalf on Wednesday. I thank you for upholding Joyce. I know that her knowing that you're praying is an absolute blessing to her.